Hey, this is Chris Hecht, Executive Coordinator of Whitebird Clinic, and we're chatting about some changes that are going on related to Trillium's Medicaid program or the Oregon Health Plan. About 3 weeks ago, we heard that Peace Health Medicine, the general primary care practitioners and the specialist doctors, were not going to be contracting with Trillium's Medicaid program starting on January 1st. We've gotten confirmation from Trillium that that is true. And since then, we've heard similar information about Oregon Medical Group and Mackenzie Willamette not being in contract with Trillium starting January 1st. It's my belief that that may change a bit in the coming month or so. But as of right now, Peace Health, Oregon Medical Group, and Mackenzie Willamette doctors are not in contract. We know for sure that Peace Health's inpatient services, which are the hospital at Riverbend University District, as well as the behavioral health unit, are participating with Trillium, but the docs are not. For our patients, a lot of the impact of this is confusion and anxiety. Right before the beginning of the new two insurer system, with Pacific Source joining Trillium starting the first of the year, there's these seismic changes in the landscape of Medicaid coverage. So we're working with a lot of our clients who've gotten letters that are pretty confusing to them, and therefore they start worrying a bit about their medical care. Short version of the story is, for folks who are working with Peace Health primary care docs or specialists, or Oregon Medical Group primary care docs or specialists, they can go ahead and switch to Pacific Source as their Medicaid provider and continue to see those doctors. They have some time right now to make that switch up until November 17th. And then again, starting the first of the year, anyone who wants to can switch back and forth from Trillium and Pacific Source. So in July, we heard the news that the Oregon Health Authority was looking at certifying Pacific Source as a second community CCO in Lane County. It's at the same time, we had heard that Peace Health and Trillium were in a pretty serious argument that was heading towards, or had indeed already gotten into, litigation. So it was not a big surprise to subsequently hear that Peace Health was not going to contract with Trillium. So for those of us watching it, it was no shock. I think that the fact that there's another option now, there's an alternative to Trillium, is allowing these other medical providers to say, hey, we still want to take care of people on Medicaid, but we'd prefer to do it with Pacific Source. So until now, there really hasn't been much option for those who want to care for people on Medicaid. And now with that option open, we may be seeing some change because of the freedom that the two providers affords. CCOs are the insurers that offer Medicaid. So that's what they do. Both Trillium and Pacific Source offer insurance like through employers and things like that. If they want to get into the Medicaid coverage business, then they are, that division of their company is considered a CCO.
Yeah. And what is the benefit of becoming a CCO?
Well, I think that both Trillium and Pacific Source authentically really want to care for some of our community's lowest income residents. And that's really what Medicaid does. Also, there's some for for-profit insurers, there it's a pretty good business to be in. And so I think that there's a belief that on Trillium's side that they can support our community by taking care of disadvantaged community members while also doing well for their stockholders.
I did read that docs aren't paid as highly by Medicaid as they are by private insurers. Have you found that to be the case?
That is indeed the case for both Medicaid and Medicare. And I think that's one of the underlying reasons why patients sometimes have a hard time finding a doctor that'll accept their Medicaid or Medicare coverage. I know that in Eugene, that's an issue particularly for behavioral health providers. It's hard to find a therapist that will accept new patients with Medicare or Medicaid. And I hear that there's a lot of waiting lists. Part of Whitebird's mission is to serve exactly this group of people. And so for all of our programs, medical, dental, counseling, drug and alcohol counseling, we happily accept Medicaid. One of the possible impacts of all these changes in coverage with Trillium is that for Trillium Medicaid patients, there it may soon be the case that there aren't very many options for them in town in Eugene if they have an acute or urgent need. Right now they can go to Peace Health Urgent Care and some other options. That those options may soon get very reduced, and Trillium or OHP members may soon be only be able to go to the emergency room for acute care, which is a little, which is not really ideal, because a lot of times that can include a really long wait time. They're in the emergency room for things that are not life threatening, and so it's not a great fit.
Right now, your message to you, to your patients, to the clients that come here.
So Whitebird is going to continue accepting Trillium coverage for as long as they're here in Eugene. We're also happy to work with patients who have Pacific Source. Anybody with Oregon Health Plan and Medicaid is welcome at all of our services. We're also here to help people sort things out if they get a confusing letter. Just come on in and we'll sit down with you and help you figure out what the best choices for you and medical coverage are.
That was Chris Hecht, Executive Coordinator with Whitebird Medical Clinic in Eugene.